something? Meaning that it has a logic. So man is formed of the material world. So he wants to have his life in some rational, logical form, because he came from a matter that has laws, organized upon logic or laws and rules, etc. Scheme, logical schemes, etc. Also, you have appetite for beauty, and the material world bears up beauty to show that it had an appetite for beauty. So whatever is in you is also in the material world. And it comes into you so that you can advance it for the welfare or for the betterment of human life and the life of your environment, not just human life. We don't have animal protection. Laws to protect animals from abuses that human beings may inflict. But the Christian society has it. They have it. We're going to get it. Because as we wake up again in Islam, we're going to see that the Christians are really doing a lot of our work. That the work that they say is theirs is also ours. Yeah. Animal rights. It wasn't this modern civilization that established animal rights. The Hadith said that there was a group of people walking, and a dog was walking on the same path, and they didn't think the dog had the right to be on that path. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, he reminded them that the path was for the dog too. The dog had rights to that path too. So respect for all life. This is Islam. And since we are the superior creation in this biological living, in the biological world, then we should be more responsible in this world. We should be the most responsible of all the living creatures. That means we should be their help, and their protection. We should seek a better life for the animals. Not mistreat them. So whatever you see of good, that's Islam. That's Islam. That's required in Islam. Okay?
Iblis.
He was leader of the angels. Leader of the angels. And he was conforming to the order of the angels. But he was not a true angel. He was a jinn. But he was conforming to and serving the order of the angels. And for him, he was angel. For him, he was an angel. Because that's what he had accepted. He had accepted to be the leader of the angels and to be of their order, in the order of the angels, and in his own mind, he was an angel. And it took a test to show him that he was not an angel, but a jinn. I hope I answered. I did, to your satisfaction. If I didn't, then ask me some more. Maybe I can. Yes. 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 It has direct references. Direct reference to that mentioned in the old scriptures of Lucifer, the fallen angel. Yes. 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 Yes, they say angel. Mm-hmm. But the correction comes that he was just performing in the role of an angel and didn't know himself until the test came. Okay. Good.
I have got a chance to put together some of the stuff have something. I just didn't want to come and see you this weekend and not have something to put in your hand to say this thing is going, it's going
Thank
to
you.
Happen. The collaboration is taking place.
That's good.
Executive Sheriff. And I just want to give Clemen a copy of it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We get back with you.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Okay, thank you.
Sister Khadid.
Walaikum assalam. A women's organization. To address important concerns and or issues and issues affecting the Muslim community. Firstly, affecting the Muslim community. And blocking the progress for the Muslim community. We need women, we need females organized to serve as guardians of the community life, as well as men. We don't need just men. We need women. And we need women separate, not mixed in men. Because when you mix with men, then you have a compromising thing going on, where women are making a contribution, and most likely your contribution is going to be smaller than the men's contribution, because the men overpower you and have more weight and more support in a kind of a leadership body than you have. So you at a disadvantage right now, and your contribution will be weakened because of you trying to have that with men. You should have it by yourself, but you should also mix with the men. You should also sit in the council of men, but also have your separate council. Because females, your feminine sensitivity, your mother nature, and your sensitivities have something to help us that we don't have. So you will more accurately identify certain problems. And your solutions will be better solutions in certain areas than ours. Then when you arrive at your conclusion, or you resolve a matter, that this is what we have finalized. Then when we are talking, you have to do like the women in the time of Muhammad, in the time of the caliphs, you have to interrupt us and say, but, or here is something you're neglecting, brothers. Here's an issue that is not being addressed. Here's a solution that we don't see you with. You're not solving these problems. So we need women involvement, and you need your own in separate organization. Community watch groups for the males and for the females. And then that group should mother other groups specializing in certain fields of interest, like education for our children, etc. In order to have more productivity, we're going to have more free expression and more organized work for more productivity. That's the only way we're going to have it. And we have to welcome challenges, competition. We have to welcome it. So that's the way God advances us. Vie with each other. As in a race. After all that is good. So don't be afraid of the sister's challenge, brother. And welcome it. Then you'll help me. That's Bible. They'll help you get where you're supposed to go, whatever that help meet means. Help to get you where you're supposed to go. That meet is short for meeting. Help you get to the meeting, the great meeting that God wants us to come to. Great meeting of the minds and the interests and et cetera. So that we be powerful and productive. So his hands are still going up. Okay. Alaykum as-salam. All right. The role of the executive shura is told in the word executive. The shura is bigger in number than the executive shura. Those belong to the executive shura. The shura is bigger in number. But in order to be more effective, a smaller number should handle, filter the information and rule on the information and serve the bigger body, the sure body, by passing on, processing that information, or seeing that that information gets where it's supposed to go and what is required happens. What is required is met, you see, is done or happens. This is the executive shura, and we can't have a lot of persons involved because it takes too much time. It's too complicated. So we have a few number of people, a few number of members of the shura, what they call executive shura. And they have a representative, their convener, the convener of the shura, the big shura body, and Imam Pleman El-Amin, and he can contact me directly or you directly so that we don't have a lot of people having to meet all the time. One person meets, and he brings the concerns of the members, the group, to me or to yourself. It might come to one of you all with it, you see. So that's the purpose of the executive shura, to make the work more sensible and make it more orderly and to make it less burdensome, less complicated, less burdensome. And the shura is accountable to the members, to God, His messenger, to the Quran, the Word of God, His messenger, and to the shura as a consensus, the consensus of the shura, and to the Muslims at large, the Muslims at large. Anything we do, don't you know we are not only accountable to our association, we're accountable to the Pakistani community of Muslims, we're accountable to all Muslims, we are one ummah. Any of them can criticize us and judge us and put us on the spot, and we have to respond with intelligently, with respect for them as members of the ummah. So we're accountable to all Muslims. Firstly, those immediately and associated with us that we work with, but in the final analysis, we are accountable to all Muslims, even overseas Muslims. Yes, they can bring us to answer for what we're doing, and we have to respect them. They have the authority to do that. We're all equal members in the Ummah. This religion can't be taken in franchise. It's not a franchise religion. No franchise. It's a religion of all of us. And we all are responsible for this religion. If I had an army, I'd go and make some Muslims straighten up. Or they would defeat me. They'd have to straighten up, or they would have to defeat me. Because this is not just their business, it's our business. We all are Muslims. They misrepresent this religion, they hurt all of us. So same thing goes for us. We misrepresent the religion, we hurt all of them. I know you didn't ask for all that, but thank God you asked the question. You're welcome. Yes, yes. Anything we do, you know, anything that we endeavor to do, to present something, our life, or our works, organization, whatever it is. Our first concern, major concern, is to do this in agreement with the Word of God, the Quran, and with the life of Muhammad the Prophet. That's first. Yeah. Once you're cleared in those two, before those two authorities, or under those two authorities, You're clear. Yes. Yeah, that's in Quran. Ulul Elbab. Yes. Elbab means a door. But when you put it in that language, it doesn't mean the door. It means more than the door. Ulul Elbab. And Ulu means first. Elbab means the door. Ulul Elbab means the first door. Or the first of the doors. The door is in the singular, but you could say the first of the doors. Are the first door. Men of the first door. Ulul Elbab. Men of the first door. It means men of moral logic. Moral logic. Men of moral logic. Men of the logic governing how we should behave. That's the first door. Men who are devoted to the logic, or the reasoning and the logic that governs how human beings are to behave. I said moral, but it's a little bit more than just moral. And that's an object that evolved naturally. It's a logic that evolved naturally. And it was the first, I would say, exercise of reasoning for human beings. Yeah. First thing they wanted to deal with was human behavior. Because if human beings, if they don't accept some discipline for their behavior, how can they then perform in any field of discipline if they can't discipline themselves? So it's the first door. Is that not right? It's the first door. Men of the first door. Ulul Elbab. It also means possessors. You know, Ulu? It can also mean possessors. They are owners of the door. Owners of the door. Possessors of the door. By a certain reasoning. They are owners of the door. They're the first at the door. And because they're the first at the door, they are owners of the door. this is philosophical language. Ulul Elbab. Reasoning that supports life and nature. Nature and life. That's what it is. The reasoning that wants to serve the uplift of nature and life. Men of logic. Yes. You know, loosely speaking, men of logic.
Okay,
Yes. Yes.
That we're strategizing across the community trying to increase the circulation of germs, also working with the Dow effort.
Yes.
The question that I would like to ask, if you mentioned it, you've mentioned this and you're trying to get this information out, that it doesn't take turn up to take on some responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can we have your permission? And I'm asking you this publicly. To develop projects.
Yeah.
And so that we can start on a massive effort nationwide to circulate no less than 100,000 flyers. Pamphlets up there, pamphlets. Monthly. We're throughout our community. That's a minimum. So that we can begin to set up a system so that we can have, along with the journal, along with, I'm looking at the Think out New York.
Yes.
So we can be actively involved in the community of informing people about religion, inviting people to religion. And we have your endorsement on this publicly.
Yeah.
The community, so that the man would feel free.
Yeah, certainly. I strongly endorse it, and I'm very proud of the work in the Dawah, Field of Dawah, that has been going on now for several years in Los Angeles under the direction, the leadership of Imam Abdul Karim Hassan. Yes, he have put together many very impressive messages in the form of a pamphlet and of put them in circulation so that people will have them, non-Muslims would have them, and Muslims and non-Muslims would have them and would know more than Muslim, would know more than Imam Nabuddin Muhammad, would know what has made Muslims Muslims, and know what have made Imam Nabuddin Muhammad Imam Nabuddin Muhammad. And it's the language and our ideas, our beliefs. That's what we are. Our life is our language. So we have to share our language with other people so they'll see our life. When they were asked about Muhammad, they wanted to know more about him, what did Aisha say? May God be pleased with her. He's the Holy Quran. He's the Holy Quran. Living among us, walking among us. Imam Abdul Karim Hassan, he said, ain't enough to say Imam Muhammad is speaking here. Say they should get a look at Imam Nabuddin Muhammad so they'll know who is speaking. If they see the man, they'll want to come here and maybe. So you see a man through his language. So I'm very proud of that and thankful to Allah for his work, his service. And that's not the only service he gives now, but I'm thankful for that part of it. And I encourage you all to go full steam ahead. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I didn't really want that pardon so I could run for president of the United States. They have worse people with worse past than I got running for president of the United States. But really what I wanted that was just to free me from carrying that stigma so that I'd be more appealing to more free, decent American people. But thanks to Allah, my good works have freed me already. So nothing they can say about my imprisonment will hurt my image. It may just make people appreciate me more. So that's behind me. Yeah. I have no political ambitions. No, I don't. No political ambitions. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes. The best situation for us, or the best work to accommodate our need to have decent places of worship, would be the work of building the place, the facility from the ground. Then you could get all the benefits of low facility costs, heating, air conditioning, everything. You buy one of these old buildings, you're buying a problem. Most of the time you're buying a serious problem, you know. And then, more importantly, you will have a facility built to your desire, built to your desire. You can have a structure situated so that the people come in the main entrance and they're facing the Kaaba when they come in. They're facing the Kaaba. That's a big help. That's a big advantage. And You could have it built on the style of the mosque in Africa, or in the Middle East or Malaysia, anywhere. You know, it's up to you. You could pick your own style. But I'd like to see us design ourselves messages for the environment, for the climatical environment that we live in. So that means in the East Coast, of California, like where the weather is tolerable all year round, then your design may look a little different from what we would build in Chicago. You see? But there'll be some basic features that will identify all our moths. We can come up with that. We have people can come up with that. We have architects. We have people that can help us come up with something. Let us have our own creation. Mm-hmm. When you go to Turkey, you see the Turkish design. You go to Morocco, see the Moroccan design. So we don't want to copy people. Let us have our, let's do the same thing they did. Let us look at our environment and say what kind of structure can best survive in this kind of climate. And we build it. And what do we want to say with our design? We want it circular, to say it's universal. It's of the order of the stars. We want a square, to say it's accommodating man. Heavenly is spiritual. Square is community of man. Yeah, down here on earth, square. Now, circle is up in the heavens. Do you want it to say it's a heavenly accommodation? Or do we want to say it's a community accommodation? Or do we want to say it's just made for the individual? You want a triangle structure? Saying it's just for the individual? It's a private religion? And worship is a private matter? So make a lot of triangles all over America if you want. But we should think about it. Now, that was a joke, you know. I didn't mean that at all. I know none of us are going to make a message for the individual so he can have his own private religion, come in there and do his own thing in our message. I went to the Parliament of Religious big conference they had, and they had even witches up there on the stage. I said, boy, I wish I had. And if I had known, I never would accept to come to this meeting, to this conference. Had witches. I mean real witches. What I mean by that, they're real witches. They weren't in a storybook. They were practicing witchcraft. And Minister Farrakhan, Nation of Islam, was there too. He should have walked out. He should have protested. He liked to protest. He should have got up and walked out. Say, if you got witches here, we gone. For one thing, they haven't got me since. They ain't going to give me. I don't want to attend any of that conference until I know they have changed. Mm-hmm. That discredits the religion. Right. We're going to have Muslims and Christians and Catholics and Protestants, all of us there. Jews and all of us there. And the witches there, too. That's saying we treat you all the same. All of you are religious. Just to have the support in numbers. Interested only in numbers. No, we don't want that. Yes. Okay. Walaikum as-salam.
Mm-hmm. And I just met with him last week, and he asked me to head up a Muslim advisory council to his administration. And there are now over 180,000 Muslims in the region.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mm-hmm.
And I met with the president of ICH. I think you know him, Dr. Butt and Beaumont.
Yes. Yes, I met him. The Imam Kamaluddin. Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm.
What I want to get from you is what would you recommend as an agenda to get the mayor and governor to council and a sort of like a mission statement? Because what these councils do, they observe or watch, like a watch body in the city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I want to find out from you, because this is a first, and whether that mayor is going to be in there or not on the next term, if it's set and put in stone and established in the city, like the other one, it would be something of a long continuum.
Mm-hmm.
Ongoing.
Yeah. Yes. Muslims.
Yes, the Muslims.
Yes, the Muslims.
Because I belong to one, but it was Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
This one would be just the Muslims to express their concerns or advice to the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Well, Muslim council or Muslim committee council. You call it council, right? Council? Muslim council supporting good government in cooperation with the city or in cooperation with the matter, with the mayor. And maybe you all want to become an affiliate. Maybe you want to become an affiliate, with Councilman Majid. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Good. That's good. That's good. Yeah, if you have some kind of communication lines open between yourselves, that helps. Because you're both doing similar work. You're both trying to serve good government. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I think... Muslim Council, or Houston Muslim Council, or whatever, in support of good government, supporting good government in cooperation with the mayor of Houston. Mm-hmm. And if he include that council on his advisory board, whatever he calls it, what he calls the advisory board. Yeah, if he include a council representative on that advisory board, that's perfect. Perfect. Then you're free to address any issue. You don't want to nail it down. You don't want to limit yourself by saying Muslim council to advance the moral life, for peace, or for religious tolerance, or for religious harmony and the people of you. All that's good. But if you say support good government, then to me, that makes the citizens of Houston more comfortable with you. You get the logic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, when I said 15 minutes, that was my time. Now, you say, how do I want your time? Say, how do you want our time? Well, my time ran out a long time ago.
All right, so we can wrap it up.
Yeah, I'll follow your time. Okay, all right. Thank you very much. So thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you. Let us go back and take the best of what we have, that we can use the best. Let us take it back home with us, and let us work with it to advance the good purpose and the good plan for our community life as Muslims. As-salamu alaykum.
Inshallah, we'll start in the morning. Also, we want to get a presentation from Imam Ezekiel about the property here and what's going on here as well. We need to get a formal presentation on that. So we'll start at Fajr time in the morning, inshallah.